If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
Most meal delivery services promise healthy food, but look closer and you'll often find cheap industrial seed oils hiding in the ingredients. Forkful does things differently. Forkful delivers chef-prepared meals made with premium ingredients you'd expect at a great restaurant, from center-cut filet mignon to wild-caught lobster mac and cheese. And every meal is 100% seed oil-free. Instead of canola or soybean oil, Forkful chefs cook with extra virgin olive oil, avocado oil, and grass-fed butter, because better fats make better food. Meals arrive fresh, never frozen, with clear nutrition and ingredient transparency, so you always know exactly what you're eating. Restaurant-quality meals, real ingredients, no seed oils. Discover Forkful today at ForkfulMeals.com. Most meal delivery services promise healthy food, but look closer and you'll often find cheap industrial seed oils hiding in the ingredients. Forkful does things differently. Forkful delivers chef-prepared meals made with premium ingredients you'd expect at a great restaurant, from center-cut filet mignon to wild-caught lobster mac and cheese. And every meal is 100% seed oil-free. Instead of canola or soybean oil, Forkful chefs cook with extra virgin olive oil, avocado oil, and grass-fed butter, because better fats make better food. Meals arrive fresh, never frozen, with clear nutrition and ingredient transparency, so you always know exactly what you're eating. Restaurant-quality meals, real ingredients, no seed oils. Discover Forkful today at ForkfulMeals.com.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. Go Wild is a free social community created for and by hunters. This means that unlike mainstream social media, your trophy pictures won't be censored. They're encouraged. As you spend time on Go Wild, you will earn awesome rewards such as gift cards, free swag, and big discounts on brands like Garmin and Vortex. You will even earn $10 just for signing up. Visit downloadgowild.com and sign up today.
This episode is brought to you by Peloton. Break through the busiest time of year with the brand new Peloton Cross Training Tread Plus. Powered by Peloton IQ. With real-time guidance and endless ways to move, you can personalize your workouts and train with confidence, helping you reach your goals in less time. Let yourself run, lift, sculpt, push, and go. Explore the new Peloton Cross Training Tread Plus at onepeloton.com.
Mic check, 1, 2, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Hunting Gear Podcast. I had to think for a second what podcast I was recording. This is the Hunting Gear Podcast. I'm juiced up today on caffeine, lots of coffee this morning. It is cold outside, huge cold front that's technically working its way through Iowa right now. So I know that today I'm recording this on Halloween. And I will have this episode launch probably November 2nd. But what I'm going to be doing today, anyway, beside this dumb, you know, review that I'm going to do, and I say dumb because I'm going to compare it to what's coming up, and that's my rutcation hunts. And so it's November 30th or October 30th, which was yesterday, my number one target daylighted. and that jacks me up. Now, I can't act on it because I live 3 hours away from this farm. And I'm hoping that he sticks around because I'm thinking that I did want to give another buck a shot first, right off the bat, this upcoming week, but he hasn't showed up. This other buck has, and I think I'm going to go right after him, and I don't know. We'll see what happens. Anyway, today we're going to be doing a review on, it's just a personal review on some of the newer products that I have received or purchased over, that I've used over the last, so far this year. And, you know, there's some archery accessories that we're going to be talking about, boots. We're going to be talking about Huntworth and some other clothing, that I've, used. And so it's going to be a real quick review, not a long podcast, hopefully something you guys consume on your way to the tree stand, or if you're in a car driving for about, you know, 30, 40 minutes or something like that. That's what the goal of this podcast is today. Before we do though, that's what I was going to talk about. This is also a commercial, but it's also about Code Blue Scents. I'm going to write that down here, and I'm going to do a commercial, but this commercial is also a review. All right. So first off, it's Code Blue Scents, right? They're a partner of this podcast. They do pay me to, you know, promote their products on the podcast here. But I will say this, they have a full lineup of scent elimination products, like if you're into the sprays, deodorants, laundry detergents, things like that. Then they also have a full lineup of like deer scents, synthetic and real. They have tarsal glands. They have sprays, mock scrape kits. That's the thing I want to review real quick. And now I had Troy Pottinger on the Nine Finger Chronicles podcast a while ago, and he's like the king of mock scrapes. And I wanted to talk to him about how to do it. And after talking to him, I was kind of rushed when I was setting up my mock scrapes. So I don't feel like they've worked like I've wanted them to, although I have one, two, three cameras right now that don't have any, three mock scrapes that don't have any cameras over them. And they're more of in a, how do I put this? They're in kill sets, right? So they're in a location where I can shoot them from a tree stand. So I don't have that kind of information. But on the mock scrapes that I've used the Code Blue Scents Orbital Glands on, Orbital Gland scent, I will say that I have seen both bucks and does investigate the rope-a-dope system that hangs down from the tree. And then I ran out of the ropes and I've put some Orbital scent above some deer made scrapes. And I was in the tree stand earlier this month, or well, it would have been early in mid October, the second week of October. I went out and ended up watching a younger buck lick off and rub his face and antlers and everything into the Orbital gel, Orbital Gland gel that I put on this scrape, this rub, and then also a licking branch on the scrape. And two bucks did that night. And so I'm like, maybe this is something that I need to pay more attention to and take more serious as far as maybe wearing rubber gloves or things like that. But also I have a couple, I do have a cell cam over top of a mock scrape that I made with the rope-a-dope system. And I'll say this, man, a lot of does are investigating it. I have had a couple bucks also investigate it. They're not going crazy on it, like actually rubbing their antlers on it. They're more of, it's got their attention. They're sniffing it. I can't necessarily tell from the pictures if they're making a scrape, but they're definitely investigating it and definitely bringing them in within shooting range of this mock scrape. So take that however you want to take it. I think that's a good thing. And so as I continue to try to do this whole mock scrape thing, I'm definitely going to be diving into orbital gland, like the orbital gland scent, probably wearing rubber gloves, being way, maybe rubber boots, way more scent savvy when it comes to creating these mock scrapes. So I will say this though, Code Blue does have a discount code out and it is NFC20, and that is going to be 20% off of any purchase for Code Blue. So CodeBlueSense.com, NFC20 is the discount code. All right.
My day kicks off with a refreshing Celsius energy drink, then straight to the gym. Pre-K pickup, back home to meal prep. Time for my fire station shift. One more Celsius, gotta keep the lights on. When the 3-alarm hits, I'm ready. Celsius, live, fit, go. Grab a cold, refreshing Celsius at your local retailer or locate now at Celsius.com.
From athletic stuff like a full court pickup game, swish, to athletic-ish stuff like a half mile stroll. Get those steps in. Head to Sierra or Sierra.com for the brands you want at the prices that let you do it all. From athletic to athletic-ish, Sierra's got it.
Spring break isn't what it used to be. It's better. This spring, stay 3 nights and get a $50 Best Western gift card. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western. Visit BestWestern.com for complete terms and conditions.
So I just got back from a week-long hunt in western South Dakota chasing mule deer. Also a couple, I think I've sat 3 times here in Iowa for whitetails. And I have a couple products that I would like to talk about right now. And they're good things. All of these are good things. I haven't had a product yet this year or in the last couple of years because I really don't change my products a lot. That if they're bad, I just don't use them, right? I don't continue to use something that makes me uncomfortable or less confident in my approach to hunting or my shot. So I just don't use them, and then I don't talk about them. So if I talk about something, it's because I like it and it's because it's good. So first things first, and I'm going to go back to this summer, and it's a thumb release. It's a thumb release from True Fire. And this thumb release from True Fire, I'll be completely honest with you. The only reason I started using it is because I couldn't find my wrist release and I had to get a new string set up this year for my bow. I had shot my string for 2 or 3 years. So it was time for me to get a new string and I couldn't find my release my wrist release that I always used when I went to go set it up. So I got this Synapse thumb release, and it's not cheap. It's 200, I look at $230 is not cheap, but I will say there are a lot of things that I like about a thumb release. I feel at full draw that I am more stable with a thumb release than with a wrist release. That's just me. Right? I feel like there's definitely a lot of stability. I feel like I can hold my anchor points. And I was shooting really good with my bow after moving to this thumb release. After I did have to move my peep sight, and I ended up getting rid of my kisser button. So that's there were some adjustments there that I had to make. I feel like my arm is a little bent my front arm is a little bent, and I was shooting lights out. The only reason now that I'm not shooting lights out is because I'm going through a shoulder problem, and it's not allowing me to hold full draw for a long period of time. Like I can draw back, set my point, and then go. But anything after that, my shoulder's weak and I can't stabilize it. So after the hunting season is over, I'm going to be going to either some physical therapy or getting an MRI to potentially have surgery on my shoulder. So there's information to come on that, but very simple, man. It's a thumb release. There's lots of adjustments on it. You can move the actual trigger part of it forward or back to your liking. I only have three fingers and a thumb on my right hand that I use on that. And this is a three finger grip. So the trigger I have angled back a little bit more, like it would be if I had, you know, a full set of fingers on my hand. And so this allows me to slide the release back into my good fingers, where my middle finger is now where a normal index finger would be. And it's pretty good, man. I can squeeze it off very well. You can adjust the tension in it to be really light. Or like me, I like a really strong pull, so that if I bump it, nothing's gonna happen. I have to be the force that applies the pressure to the release. And so it's just something that I've been using. I started using it this summer when I got a new string. Excuse me. And I really like it. And so I'm going to continue to use it this year and explore more thumb releases in the future. So you can go check that out at, looks like, Faradine.com products, and then Snaps, SYNAPSE-thumb-release. That's the thumb release. All right. Next thing I want to talk about, X out of this. The next thing I want to talk about is Crispy. Okay. And so Crispy boots have been a staple ever since I've really moved away from using rubber boots. I do not like rubber boots. They're clunky. I feel like in colder weather, it traps the moisture in the boot. And when the rubber gets cold, then the air inside also gets cold and your feet eventually get cold. I don't care how much insulation that there is on these rubber boots. I've just, you know, and it's not comfortable, especially if you're trying to saddle hunt in a big pair of Alpha Burley Pros. They just take up so much room on your feet. That's why I've gone with non-insulated boots or very, very little insulated boots and boot covers. I use Arctic Shield boot covers. So in the past, I have, and so my previous two boots were the Thor, the GTX. $340. These boots are, I would recommend these boots to anyone at any time for any style of hunting, maybe unless it's in the swamps, right? I mean, they are fairly waterproof. I had my last pair for 5 years. They have now turned into like yard work boots because they've, over the years, the waterproofing is kind of worn out of them. And so what I did was I power washed them, I dried them, and then I sprayed. Every year I would spray water sealant or boot waterproofing over top of them. And that did its job for the last couple years. But now the soles, after 5 years of heavy use, the soles have started to crack and it was time for a new boot. But I will say this, that the Thors are a badass boot. And the only reason that I did not get another Thor boot is because when I went to Scheels to go and get a new pair of Thors, they did not have them in my size. And so I procrastinated so long that I needed a boot and I needed it that day. And so I decided I wanted to go with a different, so I said, hey, I'll just go with what you have. Okay. And ultimately I tried on a whole bunch of boots. I even tried on some Kennetrex. I tried on some Danners. I tried on some, Irish Setters. I tried on a variety of boots just to see what else there was. And I ended up going with the Crispy Colorado 2. Now, compared to the Thor, the Colorado is, I'm going to say, a little bit beefier of a boot. There's a little bit more support. It has a Vibram sole. And let me go back here to the Thor. I think the Thor, Yeah, the Thor doesn't have the Vibram soul, but they both have... Let me pull back up the Colorado here again. They both have the Gore-Tex Performant Comfort footwear lining. A couple of them have the Thor, it says, has some waterproofing in it, but I believe so does the Colorado. The Colorado cost $385, and I'm just looking on the Crispy website right now. I feel like the Colorado is a little bit beefier of a boot. I feel like the sole is the sole of the boot is stiffer. I felt like it was a really good solid boot. I think there was a little bit more flex in the Thors, but I really liked having the deep ankle loop to where you can really support the ankle on this Colorado. And man, it's just an overall really good boot. And when I was out in Western South Dakota for the last week, huffing and puffing and going up some terrain and sliding on some loose gravel and all that stuff that they got out there, man, this boot performed very well. I paired it with a pair of alpaca, Altera alpaca socks. It was the Prevail, and my feet didn't get cold. There was a couple mornings where I put on my boot covers, even out, you know, glassing on top of a big ridge or something like that. And those kept my feet fairly, you know, they kept my feet warm when I'm moving around. Even when it was, you know, with wind chill, it was below zero for 2 days. And I wore the same boot and the same sock. And when I'm moving around, there didn't seem to be any issues. But when I would sit still, obviously, my feet would start to cool off a little bit. But for the most part, this definitely highly recommend the Crispy Colorado, man. I absolutely love that boot. I also highly recommend the Thor as well. Both boots are badass. I think one's the Colorado's just, like I said, a little bit beefier of a boot. And I love companies like Crispy because they really take pride in, you know, I've talked to some people that work for them. I've had them on the podcast before, and they really take pride in their products. And this is a product that I know a lot of guys have used. I know a lot of guys who really like Crispy boots, and I've heard very little negative things about this company as a whole, any of their products. And so if, you know, I know there's other boot companies out there that do that make similar boots or do similar jobs, but I'm going to say this, man, it's going to be hard for me to pull away from a Crispy boot moving forward, just because I trust the boot. I trust the manufacturer. I trust the product. And when a pair of boots has last me 5 years, the previous pair lasted me 5 years. That's 5 years. There's a couple elk hunts in there. That's 5 years of going to Western hunts, sometimes two Western hunts. That's 5 years of climbing up tree stands. That's 5 years of scouting, shed hunting, hiking, and just overall an excellent product. So huge. And the whole thing about boots and socks, right? Obviously a boot can mean nothing without a good sock, and a good sock can mean nothing without a good boot, right? So really those two products go hand in hand. And the combination that I have right now, I'm very confident in. I was going to say something else about Crispy, but yeah, man, really, really good, really good product. Highly recommend. All right, there's the other product. Now, this year so far has been the first year that I've ever dove into Huntworth. Now, full disclosure, they are a partner on the Nine Finger Chronicles side of this, not the hunting gear side of this. So I'm able to talk like it's a good product. I just want there to be some clarity that I, again, I'm not going to say anything real bad about this. There's not a lot to say bad based off of the wear and tear that I've already put on these products, but I just wanted to let you know that. Take a sip of coffee here. All right, here's the deal. First, I'm always hesitant to try new clothing because over the past, I want to say 6 years, I've really curated a layering system that I feel works very well for my body type. Like I get hot real quick and then I get cold almost even faster when I'm sitting in a tree stand or when I'm walking. And so I feel like for me, being able to have a garment that really regulates that type of body type, it's very important, right? It definitely has to be moisture wicking because even in negative 20 degrees or, you know, negative temperatures, I am walking up a big hill. I'm a big dude. I'm going to sweat a little bit. And so, you know, it's very important for me, especially in colder temps, that that moisture gets away from my body as fast as possible. And a lot of that education, how I've learned how to deal with that also has come from when, like how to layer. And what I mean by that is not wearing all the layers at one time, but when to shed a layer, when to put a layer back on, when to get the puffy, when to, you know, put the puffy back in the basket and things like when to wear windproofing and things like that. Because there's times, especially in windproofing, that it can, it could be 50 degrees outside, but a good wind, you're going to get cold even it, even when it's 50 degrees outside. So layering is very important. And so this year I picked up a whole bunch of different, Huntworth gear. And I'm going to start at the base layers. And I felt like, oh, I know what I was going to say. And I'm sorry to go backwards here, but, Crispies and their boots. And I'm sorry, when you are not thinking about your hunting gear is when those products are performing the best, because you should not be thinking about your boots. You shouldn't be thinking about your socks or your clothing, in the moment of truth, right? You shouldn't be saying, oh, my socks are uncomfortable or my boots are, I'm going to get a blister. You shouldn't be thinking about that. And when you're not thinking about that, then you know your products are working. There's that. All right. So the base layers, I'm going to start with the base layers here. And so for my base layers, I have the Men's Bangor system. That's a mid-weight hunting base layer pant and top, stretchy material. Mid-weight. I didn't wear the lightweight one that I had because it was cool enough to where I could get away with the mid-weight. And it did an excellent job of kind of breaking up the wind a little bit, keeping my body warm. And these are synthetics. These are not, in the past, I've always been a, God dang it. What's the word I'm looking for? Oh, a merino wool guy. I've always been a merino wool guy. And they sent me these. They didn't have a merino option. So to be honest with you, I was a little hesitant at first. But once I put them on, and the other thing about, there's some merino base layers out there that perform very well, but some of them also itch. And I don't like itching, right? And so that's something that you're thinking about. Now, in the past, I've had some other base layer companies that did a real good job with their merino products. But I went to this Bangor Midweight this year, and they are extremely soft. They are very soft products, and they felt comfortable on my skin, and they performed. And really, that's all you can ask from a base layer, right? Is it wicking the sweat? Is it keeping you warm or cool, depending on what you're trying to accomplish? Like, is it helping regulate your body to a comfortable state? And they did the job, man. Right. There's nothing bad to say about it. I went when I was out west or even in the tree stand so far this year, set up a tree stand, sweat a little bit, get settled in. The base layers do their job, wick away the moisture, regulate the body, get you back to a comfortable state. Then the other layers do their jobs as well. And so definitely loved the base layers here. What's next here? Let's go to, where are we at here? We got to go back. And still with Huntworth, the pants and the bottoms, the pants and the tops did very well. Okay, insulation layer and vest. Okay, in the Whitetail Woods, on top of that, I was the Whitetail Woods and out west, my next layer was the Shelton Midweight Grid Fleece Hoodie. It has a cell phone pocket up front. It has a big hoodie pouch up front. It's a half zip. It has a face gaiter built into it. And in the hood, it's a tight to your head hood. So it's not like blinding your peripheral vision. And so I liked that. That's a really badass option. The thing I like about the base layers that I talked about in this hoodie is the fact that they both have thumb straps on the inside. I almost won't even look at a base layer or the next layer that goes on, the insulation layer, if it doesn't have a thumb strap in it. Because there's nothing worse than having to do the old kindergartner move where you grab the end of your shirt and then you grab the cuff of your shirt, then you have to push it through. This takes care of it for it. And I know that's something very simple, but it's important to me anyway, is those thumb straps in there, the thumb holes in it. So that performed very well. That's what I was wearing walking to and from spotting locations. That's what I wear. I wore that on top of the base layer when I was setting up. And so I can zip it down, but then when I start to cool off, I zip it up. Good to go. Now in the tree stand, I would just throw a jacket over top of it. And because Huntworth currently, I don't know what their plans are for right now. Let me make sure they don't have one before I say this. Hoodie, shirts, pants, bibs, insulation layers. They don't have a puffy right now. And so I use the puffy jacket that I've been using for the past 4 or 5 years. It's an Eddie Bauer. I got it at Eddie Bauer. It's navy blue. It's a puffy jacket, right? It's like down-filled. It's either down or synthetic. I can't remember. I think it's synthetic. Filled puffy jacket, zip up, windproof, very comfortable, very good at what it does. And then I would put that over top of the Shelton Midweight Grid, right? And so that would, actually, I take that back. Out west, I'll do tree stand first. So tree stand, I did here in Iowa, the men's Shelton hoodie, and that was earlier this year. And now I got to go to the jackets. And then I think it was the Saskatoon, no, the elk skin. It was the men's Elkins, Elkins midweight soft shell grid fleece pant. And that's what I wore over top of the hoodie in the tree stand. Felt very comfortable. My pant options, I do not like wearing fleece pants personally, because when I walk through the woods, thorns, beggar's lice, cockaburs, anything that sticks to anything will stick to fleece. And I have a pair of Sitka pants sitting in my little hunting gear room that I wore 2 times, walked through some weeds on a run and gun setup, and wouldn't you know, I would say they're about ruined. I know they have some of those they call them bird paws or something like that, that you can wipe that stuff away. Mm-hmm. But there's so many on them, I didn't even take the time to do it. So I'm hoping they kind of deteriorate, or I can give them away to somebody, or I don't know, like they all of a sudden come off over time. But that's why I don't like wearing that type of material, except when it's a coat and except when I can pack it into my setup, whether that's tree stand or that. Now, here is my favorite piece. The base layers did their job, but my favorite piece of Huntworth gear that I have used so far this year is the Men's Durham Lightweight Hunting Pant. And they come in solid colors. I got the brown. These are some really durable pants, man. I crossed some barbed wire. I slid in rocks trying to get into position for to shoot a mule deer. They have double knees. They have a thick crotch. And they're basically designed for all that stuff. And especially crawling on the knees, I wasn't getting the rocks. I wasn't getting the thorns in through the knees as much. The sharp, everything out west tries to poke you. And so huge fan of the Men's Durham Lightweight. I don't know how well they're going to perform in the next couple weeks here during the Iowa rut, but I might just, what I did out west when the temperatures dropped, I changed my base layer to a heavyweight, really thick base layer, and then put the lightweight hunting pant on top, and it worked really well. And so that might be what I'm doing for the upcoming rut. But so far, huge fan of these men, the Durham lightweight pant. Definitely be using it again. I mean, all year, really. Any outside work, any checking trail cameras and stuff like that. I'm definitely very comfortable pant, and I'll probably wear it some more. All right, so that was the pant. Now I got to go back to the vests here. Over top of that Shelton hoodie, I also had the Elkins Midweight Windproof Soft Shell Grid Fleece. I'm a huge fan of vests. My fingers get cold, but my, like, from my wrist to my shoulder on my arm doesn't necessarily get cold. My core gets cold, and my toes get cold, but from my ankles to my waist don't get very cold, and my arms don't. So that's why I kind of like a vest. This vest was awesome. I would put it on over top of my hoodie that I had. And then when it was really cold, that's when I would put that Eddie Bauer Puffy over top of it. And that did the trick. And then when it got really cold, then that's when I put the Elkins jacket over top of that yet. And so there's lots of room, and it felt really good. And so huge fan of that vest as well. I definitely recommend the vest. The pants to me stood out the most, but the Durham pant definitely stood out the most. The Shelton, love it. The base layers, love it. So one thing that I would recommend is don't necessarily take my word for the Huntworth clothing. I feel that they do. They make an excellent product, and I'll even go one step further and say that they make an excellent product that compares to some of the other elite brands out there. And I know some people who are really brand loyal with some of those other elite brands will say, "No way, no way." I'll say yes way to that. So go check out Huntworth. I think they have a rut sale going on right now. I'm not sure how long it goes, but if you're looking for discounted clothing, now might be the time to pick up your Huntworth because of this really big sale that's going on right now. What else was I going to say? Oh, go check out the Hunting Gear podcast that I did specifically with Huntworth, and that might help you make a better decision on what, you know, whether or not you want to go check them out. But I recommend them. They're pretty good. If you're looking for high quality, but a little bit less of a price point, what they say is that it's 85-90% of the quality of some of the elite brands, but for like 40-50% of the cost. And so you're really looking at a very high quality piece of clothing for a lesser price point. So go check that out. Other than that, you know, I wanted to keep this episode quick. Those are the products that have stood out to me so far this year. I do have a couple screw-in items, accessories for actually in the stand that I'll be messing around with throughout the rut. That I'm going to like more of a tree stand, specifically tree stand setups. I'm going to probably in the next one, I'll be able to talk about the saddles that I've used so far this year, the Phantom XL and then the Lockdown. So far this year, I'll probably review those on a separate podcast, probably in the next couple weeks. And so really looking forward to using those products, putting them through the ringer, and then talking to you about them here on the podcast. So I really appreciate you guys taking your time out of your day to listen to this episode. Please go to iTunes, leave a 5-star review, let everybody know that this is a really good, reliable podcast, relatable podcast. Go check out CodeBlueSense.com. I specifically would say go check out the Mock Scrape Kit, but they make so many other good products. And they're the first company that I've ever heard, especially in scents and scent elimination, use the term quality control. When I had the opportunity to talk with someone from Code Blue Scents, they brought up the term quality control. And I like that because I come from a lean manufacturing background back in the day before, lean principles, really. And what that is the most output with the least effort. To make things lean. And then one way to continue to learn and have a better process is to do quality control, right? And make sure your products fit a quality standard. And so they're the only scent company that I've ever heard say, you know, use the term quality control. So that really stood out for me. So that's Code Blue. Other than that, guys, good luck to all of you in the upcoming weeks. Be sure to tune in to a variety of different podcasts on the Sportsman's Empire podcast network throughout the next couple weeks. Lots of excellent content coming out of the Empire. And good luck to all of you. Wear your safety harness. Be safe out there. And go slay a giant. You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
IPVanish protects every device you own, your phone, your laptop, your smart TV. If it connects to the internet, it should be protected. IPVanish encrypts your connection and masks your IP address, helping keep your browsing private at home and on public Wi-Fi. And with no device limits, one account covers everything. Stream with added privacy. Browse securely. Connect with confidence. Right now, save 83% off the 2-year plan. Get started today at IPVanish.com/audio. And take control of your privacy with IPVanish.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.